Alan?
You're listed as police department server and laptop maintenance. I didn't know we provided the maintenance, but we are.
We have been for 2,000 years, which is what, getting close to 3 years or something around here. You guys got your MTs and your squad cars, and their Cody server, I guess you guys aren't using anymore right now. We're limited.
Let's put it limited.
So the county began the process, I think, in 08, 09, maybe 2010, and securing, probably not for 2010, that's securing funds that were federal funds. I think Roy Blunt was chief responsible for $400,000 2 years in a row that had to come through the county. The different entities within the county were involved in an effort to put together a better communication system to find the different agencies. And is that where these particular pieces of equipment came from?
That's where I think it started, yes.
They were bought through the grant.
Yeah. The laptops that are in the cars, you know, the sheriff's department. Of course, like these grants and holsters.
I can easily assume that we're taking care of anything that's in house for the county.
Yes.
But outside, what's in house for the county, we're also serving Forsyth.
We've been
any other agency?
We have been around this one. I know Hollister has their own. And I know that Hollister has a third party IT guy that helps them with their data grants and computers. And I don't know about any other entities like Rockaway or whatever. I don't know how they're run. But Forsyth does actually, their Cody server is here. It's been here since inception, right? Ever since it was all there. And then plus also, everybody uses the mapping program, WTH. I have limited knowledge on really what all that stuff's used for, but from what I've seen in dispatch, that's like a mapping program that shows where all the units are on the map, you know, helps assist them to dispatch and whoever's closest to the scene or something like that. So, but everybody, all of the entities around here, I think, all kind of VPN into us to get that mapping data and information. So, of course, I've included.
When did this take place? Because I personally didn't realize that we were doing this. I knew that we were in the process. The grant, like Ron said, it came 2 years. There was a certain portion of it allocated, and then the next year we had to wait before the next. But I didn't know that there was any maintenance agreement with the city right now. I do remember there was something brought forward about the reception of calls that came in were directed to, instead of to the city, were directed to the sheriff's department and brought to you. As far as computer wise and all that, I didn't know that any of that. I didn't know any of that was a part of the agreement. And I apologize for that, that it was, I guess my statement is, and Brandon, you can weigh in on this too, and John, when did we know that computers were being brought to us to be fixed?
I think I signed up this position every quarter.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, as far as I'm aware of, there hasn't been no fixing of any computers. There's been just on and off little things, you know, you guys come by. I do know when Bill Van Kirk worked for us, I think more so he would go over to the station and help you guys out. I heard about that today.
Yeah, and not necessarily, but the Cody stuff. That I didn't have any Cody to do.
Of course, I've had this. See, the Cody server's here. We're switching off the Cody. So
that guy's ours. And that's kind of what brought this all up, is they're getting ready to switch maybe off the Cody by Friday?
Tomorrow, they're supposed to be down here. Is it going to be up and running tomorrow? No. I'm just about guaranteeing that.
But they're preparing.
There's a transfer of the...
Between the Cody and the other is what I
understand. You guys want to say people or something? What we needed to do is we need to go from XP, because it's not supported anymore,
right,
to Windows 7. And that's what they were doing for us. We have five laptops in our vehicle, and that's the five that we updated. And they did one, and then somebody yesterday didn't like it and complained that the county was doing our stuff, so they pulled they sent our laptops back. So we only have one that's actually would be up and running when we switch over to the sheriff's office. Which we have to be on the same program as the sheriff's office, because logistically with dispatch, that's that way they can dispatch us. And
let me ask this question. Would that be an agreement that you would make with Jimmy that he would present to the commission? That's the way that I would see this working. I wouldn't see that there would have to be approval from Jenny to bring to the commission on the behalf of the city, and maybe you come with him or something, and then have the county commission vote on it or approve it. Would you see that to be the process, or
the way it came up to me was something, I don't remember who it was. Well, Candace had called me, but he was they asked, hey, did you know that our IT department is working on four-size computers? Well, no, I have no idea. The way it was kind of explained to me, and again, now obviously more information has come about, but so in my mind, we've got Mark or somebody going over to the city of Forsyth working on their desktops and working, you know what I mean? And so then it kind of came up, no, it's police computers, and it's because of the Cody software.
Okay.
Well, that makes more sense. Yeah, but by then it was hard to put on the engines they're talking about. So I think Danny's right. I mean, I think the problem is to figure out a way for it to be an intergovernmental agreement, you know, through the sheriff's department, maybe because of the software, to do something like that.
You don't mind doing that. The only problem we have right now is, if I'm correct, IS Monday starts working on all the sheriff's stuff and other stuff they've got lined up, and they can only finish our computers this week. And so we've lost the date today because we had to stop. And I was kind of here hoping that maybe we could get your permission to have IS finish our other four computers. We're talking 30 to 45 minutes on the computer.
How long does it take?
I think at the worst case scenario, it's 2 hours per computer. Just worst case.
And what is it?
Best case scenario, 45.
Is it something they can kind of start on and work on other stuff and go back to it? Or is
so
it
in this case, if they're going to bring five computers over, you're going to be constantly shuffling between five computers, keeping them going the whole time. One of the advantages is that we can do it in 45 minutes per computer is because they have exactly the same laptops that the Sheriff's Department have. So since we already did this Windows 7 upgrade for the Sheriff's Department, we've already done a lot of the legwork, because the Sheriff's Department had like over 20. So we had to really streamline our way of...
To get past this, though, we have to have contract services that would have to be presented by somebody. And it's either the City of Forsyth or the Sheriff's Department that would bring it to us, right? I don't know.
Yes. Technically, you're exactly what both of you said, and I agree. The dilemma is the deal has to be done today or tomorrow.
Really, because they're going to start working on our own Monday, is that what I just heard?
We have another project that's set to start next week for the new storage stuff that we have.
We're talking about the communication level, but we can't do without.
This involves more than us, Ron, is where I'm going. This involves the city. And it's not the city police department that we're talking about. This involves the city with a contract for services for the police department.
help you out however we can, but we have to go through the process to make it happen.
I understand. Here's our dilemma. We've been doing this for 3 or 4 years, right? And so here we are in a critical time when they're changing. Somebody said, stop. Put a halt on us, not that they can't hire a private firm, not that they can't. Our people are doing the really well. They know what they're doing. They know how to do this. And they're servicing the same equipment. And suddenly we put a halt on them. I understand the dilemma. No, I don't want to do this. It has to do anything that's not proper. Again, I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm thinking back to the past when Cheney County didn't even have a tower out here to put our sheriff's antenna on. So the city was good enough to let us put our antenna on the water tower and no charge so that we could dispatch and our police cars could talk to the sheriff's department. I remember when, years ago, when there was a sewer system that the county didn't have, the city was good enough to let the county dump our sewage in this huge facility and for nothing cost. And in today's world of attorneys, that we've got to have all this in place, that's important, and I know that it's important. I know that it would take us 3 or 4 hours to do this. It might take more, and you just said that, to get it done, and it would be done, and then they could find some, then we could craft the agreement that's necessary. I'm trying to find some middle ground, man.
I know they're
in a bind.
Well, let me ask you this. You're not a sole source provider for the county, are you? You have other business interests also, don't you? Are you?
Me personally?
Yes. You're familiar with everything that needs to be done, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why that they couldn't hire your services to take care of this without us giving in a bind with a restriction of the law,
right?
And in that way they would be done. I mean, you have to have what is the terminology, Ron, that they use as a parent for these grants, or like Pena County took on the responsibility for all surrounding areas, but I'm willing to do anything on it that is doesn't put us in a violation of the law on it.
I think the dilemma that Danny's having, we've been talking about, is the fact that the audit, our attorneys, everyone since the audit, they said no services are private contracts.
Yeah.
That's our dilemma. So it's not that we're not wanting to just do it. The audit attorneys say, yada, 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 no services without a contract. Now, I don't know why we couldn't have some contract quickly. And I guess that'd be my thing. Is
something just to eliminate the liability.
Just to the contract.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why that couldn't be drawn and drafted today. So we always do, you know, we always agree to do this contingent upon not left, so we would not even